Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus live in Oxnard, California, as we have now two training camp practices under our belts here. Welcome into the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation. It is great to have you in. And look at the smiling face of Broaddus there in his happy place, right where he belongs, with the Super Bowl ring sparkling nicely, channeling a Lombardi for these Dallas Cowboys. Broaddus, how the heck you doing, brother?
Well, you know that Coach Schottenheimer asked that everybody wear their Super Bowl rings around the team and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to help the coach out here. But mine came at this Dallas Cowboy organization probably cost me a couple of Super Bowl rings along the way. But nice to be with you, Eric. It's off to being a beautiful day here in Oxnard. It'll be day three of practice. And with an off day tomorrow, really kind of interested to see how practice shapes up today. Kind of had a little bit of a chippy one yesterday with some of the players getting after each other. And, you know, Coach Schottenheimer had to like step in and say, listen, let's not be swinging at each other. If there's going to be some physical play and all that, make sure we do it during the play. But yeah, always interested with a practice before an off day. How will the team come out and do that? But so far, I think the first 2 days, you had an offensive win, and I believe in the first day, and then defensive win yesterday. So if you're looking for that balance, we seem to have it at least through the first two.
I love it. Yeah, Schottenheimer was getting after those guys for the fighting stuff. Is that the most you've seen him kind of just go off and rip into somebody at this point in his tenure?
Yeah, you know, it was one of those deals where he's such an easygoing guy, but you see the practices, and now the second one to have been watched, the coaching staff as a whole is a moving cheerleading machine. You know what I mean? And I say that in a nice way. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but they really are. Plays are being made. Coaches are running to get in position to encourage, finish, you know, all these things. And so, yeah, he just didn't want it to be a situation where, you know, his guys are taking swings at each other. You know, Sam Williams took a swing and, you know, he hit Troy Pride, and Troy Pride kind of got injured a little bit, you know, and you just never know in those situations. You take a swing at a guy and you hit a helmet, and now you broke your hand or broke your fingers or broke your wrist, and now you're out for some time. So he dropped a couple of F-bombs on him to let him know how he felt about the actual physical swinging at a practice.
Okay, so I want to go back. You mentioned day one was probably offensive win day, yeah. Day two defense. So let's go to day one a little bit. What stood out offensively that was encouraging?
Yeah, I think with day one, you know, we were really all off season, and since Schottenheimer's been hired, we've had discussions in the media. I know our show on the G-Bag Nation on the station on 105.3 The Fan, I think general Cowboy Nation, is what kind of offense is this going to be? and they talked about wanting to run the football, and they make the commitment to going and getting offensive line coaches that have that kind of background. And you just wonder, you know, how serious they are. And then they draft, you know, a Booker to play the right guard spot, you know, and they, and so, you know, like, oh, okay. The one thing that, you know, maybe the running backs, I know we've talked about that, maybe the running back situation wasn't addressed like we thought it might be. But so far, there's been times where I think that Miles Sanders has looked very good running the ball. And in day one, the Cowboys offensive line, it's helmets and jerseys. But, you know, it's they ask you to take three hard steps, get into your guy, and don't fall on the ground. You know, everybody stay up, but get into your guy. But for the first day, you actually saw running lanes. You saw a gap scheme, hip-to-hip push, and then a attack point, and then maybe a break point. And so, you know, you there was much that first day, and it was a lot under center, and you're going, oh, okay, well, maybe here we are. He's establishing that they're going to practice running the football and getting better at running the football. And I think those are the things that we were all kind of looking at, like, okay, is this just a lip service thing, or is this legitimate football that's going to be played this season? And they did a nice job of it. Three hard steps, get into a guy, let the ball go where it needs to go, let the ball cut where it needs to go. And they were able to do that the first day. Second day, not as much success doing that. But yesterday was really more offensively about the quick game. Got in a little bit more shotgun yesterday. You saw the reads. You saw the read, the option, and then the quick game to the backside. So you send it one way to get the flow, and then you throw the ball back the other way on the screen. They ran a couple of a college. This is where you see the college offense you and I like to talk about. What are the teams that are college offensive teams? Like the Ravens are a college offensive team. You know, these teams, that the Commanders, where they have the quarterback that has the ability to ride and get it out quick. And they were able to do that yesterday and had some success doing it. But running the football wasn't as good. You saw Matt Eberflus and his crew play a little bit more what we call slant front, where they were taking it and they were, if they're going to be small, they're probably going to have to play on the move. And so that means line up at a gap and then take the other gap, you know, get to the other gap and then fill all the gaps. And they did a really good job of that. Dallas, the offense didn't have as much success with those gap plays that they had the day before. So that's why you got a little bit of the trade-off. But the offense working run and then quick game the last 2 days.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned the under center stuff, which is encouraging. And Schottenheimer was like, hey, we're going to be doing a bunch of different stuff. We will still do the shotgun. We're going to be doing some pistol, which I think will be really beneficial with a guy like Dak. And then even Wildcat stuff.
Yeah, let's explain real quick, Eric, you know, what a pistol is, just for people that might be, you know, if you hear him say that, it's where the back is directly behind the quarterback, you know, in that formation. So always like to explain, sometimes people hear pistol or three technique and they're like, well, what's a three technique if they're listening? But the pistol is the formational look where the ball carrier is directly behind the quarterback there.
And the quarterback's in shotgun at that point.
In shotgun while he's doing this, right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, so they're going to mix in a bunch of different stuff. And he talked about the variety with the personnel groupings and condensed formations and all that kind of stuff. I think we've seen some glimpses of that as well. From a distance, and I cannot wait to get out there here in just a few days and join you and see it firsthand. But from what I can gather, it looks like all the things that he talked about from a vision standpoint of what he wants the offense to look like, you're seeing some glimpses of that. He talked about Schottenheimer was at the podium yesterday talking about, we don't want to be static. We want to have shifts. We want to have motions, motions at the snap, all that kind of stuff, just creating advantages for your playmakers and creating leverage and putting the defense in a bind. That's something that we've been clamoring for years here with the Cowboys offense. And we're starting to see some of that, which is great. What else has stood out offensively? We'll keep it with the offense right now. Who's jumped out at you? I know they've done a little Turpin at running back as well. Mm-hmm. Who's out there making plays?
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, this is going to be really different from where, you know, because you could very simply say the CDs and the pickings and all that, the low hanging. Let me tell you this. Span Ford has had a good start to this training camp. And there's talk, you know, Ferguson as a whole, I think the tight ends have done a really decent job right off the jump. Ferguson's looked like he looks much healthier with the knee, the concussion, his ability. He's back to being able to separate. He and Dak have hit on several passes. He's found ways to get in the open field. He's been able to secure the ball. But I mentioned with Brevin Span Ford, and he was in a battle for, and I'm like, okay, let me see this with my own eyes. Let me see him look comfortable catching the football. And for the first 2 days, they've done a really nice job of getting him the football. He had a play yesterday where Dak gets flushed to his left, and a quarterback getting flushed to his left, if he's a right-handed quarterback, is usually a very difficult throw to make. And he made the throw with some accuracy. Span Ford was along the sidelines, was able to keep his body between the defender and the ball, make a secure catch. He just looks far more comfortable catching the football now. And then, you know, I mean, it is night and day from where he was last year at this time to where he is today catching the football. You can see it in the drills. There's confidence in there. You know, and he's the guy that's really battling, you know, Schoonmaker for that second spot. And Schoonmaker hasn't been bad either. You know, the opportunities he's had, he's been able to make some catches along the way. So it's been nice to see these tight ends get off on a good start, you know, with their whether it's the 12 personnel stuff that they've been able to do, you know, running the ball that day one, or then what we saw yesterday with the quick game and then their ability to be open on the waggles, the boots, and have some separation and make some plays.
Man, that is just so encouraging. I love that. And I was expecting, especially a guy like Ferguson in the passing game, getting back to being healthy and now being the beneficiary of defenses having to worry about Lamb and Pickens. Like, the opportunity should be there in a huge way. We know how much Dak loves his tight ends, and specifically with Ferguson, they've had a great connection over the years. So, I mean, that's music to my ears, especially when you couple in the fact that Span Ford, who's a guy that we know is a professional blocker at the tight end position, if he can be a guy that's also a bit of a threat in the passing game, what that does for your offense is just huge. And you've seen these offenses now getting more heavy with the personnel, more tight ends on the field. And now it's like, okay, defense has more of a heavier personnel grouping out there, and then boom, you hit him with a play action. And that is just that's what offenses are doing right now. Last year was huge on that, where three receiver sets were down and heavier personnel with like tight ends went up, and that just creates a monster advantage for you, because obviously you can run and pass out of that, and that's awesome. That's going to help you be extremely multiple. And man, I love to hear that. It sounds like Scooney might have to really do some stuff here. He might have
it's a situation with Scooney, and it's not that he's getting beat out for being a poor player. It is he's legitimately. You could tell. I mean, he looks more nimble, and I say that in a way where there's been some balls thrown to him in the flat, and he's been able to to receive it and then turn and get up the field and not, you know, get thrown towards the sidelines. I mean, it's a catch and an up the field. It's just that Ferguson and Span Ford have been that good. And so that's really what we're working with right now, at least through day two of this training camp.
Love it. Okay, so what about any of the other wide receivers? I know Lamb and Pickens have made some plays for sure, and they seem to just get along so well. These guys are like best buds, and they're just going to be doing touchdown dances all year, which is just fantastic. I've seen reporters out there talking about Tolbert, Mingo, and Turpin all have made some plays as well, yeah. Which I figured, listen, when you have a secondary the way the Cowboys secondary looks right now, and you have a guy in De'Ron Bland who missed day two of practice because he had a baby, so he was out, and so you just got a bunch of Kamon Halls and Andrew Booths out on the field, I figured the receivers should have made some plays. What have you seen from those guys?
Yeah, with the thing with Tolbert yesterday, really a couple of times he made some really, you know, it's not the down the field vertical touchdown making type plays, but you watch the way that he's able to drive off the line and then the comebacks. He had two different plays where he was inside receiver, drove the corner off the line, and then was able to pivot back, come right down that stem, and then the ball was right there on top of him, and he was able to make a couple of those plays. Mingo made a really nice adjusting play on a inside fade. When he mentioned Hall was in coverage, and Hall right now is your starting nickel at slot player. But he made a nice playoff from Hall and Milton threw him the fade, and then he was able to adjust and make the catch. That was nice to see him make that play. As far as some of the, Turpin had a nice adjusting play yesterday. So we're still kind of waiting, you know, for Cropper and guys like that. You know, Cropper's always been a guy that has kind of the all Oxnard team. You know, he makes three or four catches in a blue-white scrimmage, and then you're like, oh my gosh, they might have something. But he was working yesterday as with Tolbert and Turpin as on the punt return, and he by far looked the most uncomfortable doing it of the three that were. So we're still kind of waiting. Holden, I mentioned, you know, you talk about guys. You know, Holden, the rookie from Oregon, had a couple of catches yesterday. But he needs to play with a little bit better balance. It's kind of like it's not fighting it, but it's like he's making the catch, but he's kind of limp body a little bit because he's worried about maybe some, you know, getting hit or, you know, and he's in t-shirts and helmets and stuff. He's not going to get hit, hopefully, but he needs to get, you know, make that catch, stay on his feet, keep his balance, and then be able to finish. But the two catches he made yesterday, he went to the ground, and that's something they're sure the coaches are working with him on right now.
Love it. All right, there's a little offense for you, and then I'll have some more questions for you, Broadus, on both sides of the ball coming up a little bit later. But let's go ahead and take a look at the defense now. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.